We're going to have the privilege this afternoon of witnessing the water immersion of our dear brother Donald Wood sitting here in the front row as he symbolizes the consecration that he has made to the Heavenly Father. And as Brother Lowell suggested in his prayer, we trust that our words this afternoon, although they will be especially directed to Brother Donald, that they might find a resting place in each of our hearts as we seek to rededicate ourselves to the Heavenly Father and to the stewardship which He has given each and every one of us. Consecration is not a terribly difficult concept for us to understand. It simply means the full and complete dedication of oneself to the doing of God's will and His service. It has been and always will be proper for all of God's intelligent creatures on whatever plane of existence they may live to be so dedicated, so consecrated to their Creator. But yet there is something unique about consecration as it pertains and as it relates to the followers of God since Pentecost, even to this present hour. This unique aspect of consecration actually started with Jesus, when at the age of 30, He presented Himself to John the Baptist at the Jordan River. And although He was certainly consecrated to God in a general way, as the man Jesus long before He reached that age of manhood, yet a new and special meaning to His consecration came into being at the River Jordan, centered along three lines. First, it was then that He offered Himself voluntarily in sacrifice, giving up any earthly hopes He might otherwise have had, shown symbolically by His immersion into the water by John the Baptist. Second, having thus offered Himself up in sacrifice, He was now considered, as pictured by raising out of the water, He was now considered by God as a new creature with a heavenly hope of life to be proven, trained, and developed for a great future purpose of being man's high priest in the kingdom, to bring them back from the bondage of sin and death. And the third special aspect of Jesus' consecration at the age of 30 was that to assist Him in the accomplishing of both the sacrificial aspect of laying down His life, as well as His development as a new creature, Jesus was then begotten by God's Holy Spirit, God's righteous power and influence, which would be personally directed toward His development and His maturity. And it is these special aspects of consecration, sacrifice, the development as a new creature, and spirit begettal that were then shortly thereafter opened to the followers of Jesus, as we said, starting on the day of Pentecost. And it is this unique opportunity of consecration, which is offered only during this gospel age, which is now, we believe, still open today. And it is this special consecration, a consecration to a high calling, that our dear brother Donald, just as we have made and desires to give witness of today. Brother Donald, and I think everybody's had a chance to, Brother Donald, why don't you stand up for just a minute and turn around and everybody get to see you for a minute. Brother Donald is, Donald Wood is, you can go ahead and sit down now. Don't want to embarrass you too much. He is from the St. Petersburg and Clearwater Ecclesias, and we mention both because he attends both classes at various times. Brother Donald first heard the truth about 30 to 40 years ago. He was living in the mid to upper part of New Hampshire. That's a long ways away. And he never really found any brethren to meet with during the years that he lived there. Well, more recently, after a couple of different moves over the latter years, he now kind of settled down in the St. Petersburg area, and he kind of picked up his studies again. And he came in contact with the Don, who then put him in touch with the brethren over there on the West Coast. And he has been meeting ever since, as we say, with the both the Clearwater and the St. Petersburg classes. And about 5 months ago, he expressed his decision and his desire to give his heart to the Lord in consecration. Now, we had hoped that Brother Robert Ely would also be here this afternoon. He also has expressed a desire to have water baptism and express his consecration. He's also from the St. Petersburg class, but due to circumstances of work and also his wife's health, he was not able to be here, and we're sorry for that. When Brother Donald, just as we all did, gave himself to the Lord in consecration, he accepted the invitation given in Proverbs 23 and verse 26, "My son, give me thine heart." The heart, as the seat of our very deepest affections and motivations, when given to God, truly embodies giving to him everything that we have, our all. You, Brother Donald, have done this. You have given your life over to the Heavenly Father, that he might make you his. Amazingly, though, God did not make you his by just miraculously transforming you into a perfect Christian, just as he's not done that with any of us. He rather has done something that you might at first consider odd, and that is, he gave back to you everything that you gave to him, but with one very important difference. He said, as it were, "I have accepted what you've given me as your all. It now belongs to me. I am the owner of you and everything about your life. I am giving evidence of this ownership in that I am now imputing the merit of my son's sacrifice on your behalf, and I have justified you in my sight. You have been bought with a price. Now, though, I am giving back to you what you have given me. Oh, it still belongs to me, but I am making you a guardian, a steward over those things which you've given me. And you now have a stewardship to which you must prove your faithfulness. If you're still working, I'm giving you back your job. Perform it the best that you can as if you were working directly for me. Be careful, though. Remember that jobs can also become burdens and can take away valuable time from me if you allow it to become too great a part of your life. I'm giving back to you your talents, your abilities, only I want you to bend their use more towards spiritual things. Use them to serve me and your brethren as much as possible. Use your abilities to spread the beautiful message of the gospel to others. Beware of the temptation to use your